Peak Wealth Management proudly presents the Trust the Plan podcast with Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we can help you retire with peak confidence. Now, here are your certified financial planners, Nick and Jim.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Trust the Plan podcast. I am Jim.
And I'm Preston. And
you may have noticed that Nick is not here today. Nick is out vacationing. So Preston and I are going to do our best to put on a good show for you today.
Yeah, hopefully we can pull it off.
it's a high bar to cross. We've really stepped up our production value and putting on a good show, I think.
Yeah.
So today we thought that we would talk about the Preston Gee 2024 financial plan. We've done these before where we go through and talk about the things that we're doing. You know, are we practicing what we preach is how we like to look at it. So we think it's a great opportunity for Preston to roll through that. You know, I think people of all ages can learn from it. But, you know, people who are just getting started, I think this is just an invaluable opportunity to see how we think about money and what kind of things you can do to really get off to a good start.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing these financial plans as the advisor because, just like you said, it shows that we are practicing what we preach in the meetings with clients. And also, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I feel like it's valuable to get a young person's perspective on what they're doing out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge believer in starting as early as you can and people needing to get a good start. So I think this is a great topic. So
yeah.
I know you did it last year. Do you want to kind of talk about what are some of the bigger changes that you made from last year into this year?
Yeah. I think it's a great point to start and look back at what did I talk about last year? Did I actually follow through on the things I told the audience? So, last year was a pretty big year for me. I got married. That was one of the core.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the core pieces of my financial plan. Me and my wife got married in August, and it went smoothly. And then we went on the honeymoon, and I broke my leg on the honeymoon.
Oh, so. Yeah. The honeymoon story. Yeah.
So, but I'm fully recovered now, so it's okay.
Good.
And then the next thing I talked about was I had a goal of buying a house and was aiming for it to be a duplex so that I could live in one side and rent out the other.
Okay.
And I was able to do that like spring, summer last year. I bought the house and my wife and I spent a couple months fixing up the other side because there was some issues with the person who had moved out. But we were able to fix it up and we got renters in there in July.
Wow. That's great. Be able to start... building a second type of portfolio right away, right?
Yeah.
A real estate portfolio on top of an investment portfolio.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things were more basic, I would say, just contributing to the Roth 401k through the Peak plan.
Okay.
One thing that's maybe not so basic is each year I do a Roth conversion where, you know, in the 401k plan, I put in my money as Roth, but Peak matches me pre-tax.
Okay.
And then at the end of each year, I do a Roth conversion and I move the pre-tax portion into Roth. So how it works is I just essentially pay the tax on what Peak matched to me and I get to start each year fresh with all my money in Roth.
So way of getting more money into Roth. And we talk about Roth all the time, but whenever your time horizon's long, right, is when we love Roth especially, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
Yeah. And then two other things I talked about was just paying off student loans, obviously, recent college grad. So that's a big part of my financial plan is trying to get those knocked off quickly, which I've made progress on. And then just embracing risk since I'm young and know that I've got 30, 40 years on my side to embrace that risk.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I think market volatility can be scary depending on where you are, what stage of life you're in. And when you're young and you have a long time horizon and the market's going to go up and down several times before you need that money, being aggressive with it's probably a good way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually funny when I was watching last year's financial plan to get ready for today. last year's financial plan, I said, man, 2022, I should say, was brutal for me embracing risk and taking on as much risk as I could. But then 2023 rewarded me. So it just shows stick with it and the ebbs and flows will work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So when you moved through 23, it sounds like you achieved a lot of the goals you had set for yourself. moving into 24, how do things look different, or what other things did you want to do to kind of expand on what you've done previously?
Yeah, so really the end of 23, but into 2024, certainly just making everything in my life systematic. I talked about it last year too, but you know, if you can make everything systematic so you don't have to think twice about, should I make this contribution? Mm-hmm. Should I not? What should I do here? If you just make it systematic and have a plan that you know will work if you just keep at it, it's going to go well for you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really how I've been setting myself up is let's get everything systematic so I never have to think twice.
Making sure you pay yourself first rather than letting the temptation of a vacation or something pop in there, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so continuing to do the Roth 401k, contributing to it through Peak, still planning on doing the Roth conversion at the end of each year. Again, that's not necessarily so systematic, but I've been doing it for a couple of years now, so it's like second habit.
You've built it into a habit, yeah.
Right. And then now I'm married, so my wife is part of my financial plan.
She is.
So she's contributing to her 403b. She's a teacher.
Okay.
So yeah, she's got the 403b option, and maybe one day could open a 457, which is something not many teachers know about, but can be very valuable.
Yeah, it's a unique opportunity for some teachers to contribute to not only the 403b, but a 457, which is another type of retirement plan for nonprofit. People are employed by nonprofits like municipalities, and teachers often get lumped into that. So yeah. As far as looking for capacity to save, right, or looking for opportunities to put away a ton, I mean, you eventually could find yourself in a pretty cool situation where you can max out a 401k, a 403b, and a 457.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
That would be exciting. And then my wife went onto her own health insurance last year, I guess, and selected the high deductible health plan. So that way now she's HSA eligible. So going to max out her HSA.
And what do you do with the HSA?
Don't spend it. Yeah. We're big believers. You know, you put the money into the HSA, and then as doctor bills come up, save the receipts for later, but just pay for it out of pocket. And you're able to invest your HSA. Mm-hmm. Not many people know that, but you are able to invest it. You can open an account at Schwab and get that money working for you. And the money goes in pre-tax, so it's just like a traditional IRA or pre-tax 401. Mm-hmm. But then also all of the growth is going to be tax-free, and the withdrawals are tax-free as well. So it's the best of both worlds between a Roth account and a pre-tax account.
Yeah, it's really the only account of its type, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. I like the sound of that one.
Yeah, very exciting. And then another thing that is new to 2024 is I opened a brokerage account. So that way it's just another method of being able to save and not being bound by rules on age or anything like that. So that way it's money that can be drawn from if needed, if something comes up. If we want to buy another rental property is really what's going through my head is let's save into the brokerage now, and later on if a rental opportunity presents itself, we can use that money.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think everybody knows, you know, or everybody's parents says, well, put money in your 401k, and that's great. And I think 401ks are great and Roths are great, and we want to take advantage of every tax advantaged account that we can. But taxable investment accounts are awesome too, right? Because they're flexible. Money can come in and out at any time without penalty or anything like that. So a great way to build up for whatever's next.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just moving down the list, same thing as last year, continuing to embrace risk. You know, nobody has a crystal ball of what 2024, 2025 might hold. You know, a lot of people have opinions, especially with it being an election year, about what they think will happen based on who wins or what the government does. But I know I've got, you know, I'm turning 25 this year, so I've got at least 34, 35 years before I could even consider touching retirement money. Mm-hmm. So let's just embrace the risk.
Yeah, it's hard to say where the market will be, you know, tomorrow or 6 months from now, even a year from now. But chances are pretty good that the market's going to be up 35 years from now.
Right.
So you can stay the course, stay invested, and chances are really good you'll be rewarded for doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, same things as last year, student loan. last year, I touched more on the program that I've got going on with the student loan repayment. So if you want to learn more about it at home, look up the 2023 Preston Gee Financial Plan. But just continuing down the program that I've got set up, and it's got me in a position where I should have the loans paid off by 2026, even if I make no extra payments from this point on, which is exciting. That's only 5 years after I graduated. And it is already eating at me. Do I make extra payments? Do I not? Because the last loan that I have outstanding right now is at 2.7%. So when the money market, I know, can pay me 5%, currently at least, and the loan's at 2.7%, I tend to put it in the money market, but also in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, it'd be cool not to have student loans.
Yeah, it's a unique time where short-term rates that you can earn on money are better than what long-term rates you pay are. It's not often that we're found ourselves in a spot like this, but while you are, it does make you do a double take on it. But ultimately, I love the idea of getting the debt paid off quick, getting ahead of schedule on it, and so you're not keeping that thing around forever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then continuing down the debt path, my strategy, I actually just recently learned it has a name. It's called the debt avalanche. So Dave Ramsey is famous for the debt snowball, where you line up your debts and you say, what balance is the lowest? Okay, let's attack that one as hard as we can, and then we'll move on to the next lowest one, and then the next lowest, and you build up some momentum that way, stack some small wins. But I'm very analytically minded, so I always, like, if I started that method, I would always be thinking, but I'm paying higher interest on some debts that I'm not paying off.
Right, because you take the interest rate out of the equation, you only look at the actual balance of the loan, right?
Right, okay. So something that I had started and then recently learned is, it has a name, the debt avalanche, is you do the same method where you line up your debts, but then you stack them highest interest rate to lowest, and you start attacking the highest one first. So that's my strategy for debt payoff. Of course, that means I don't get to stack the small wins early, like Dave Ramsey, you know, what he says to do, which it's all about behavior, really. If you're someone who needs that small win early to build the confidence to keep going, that's absolutely the right way to go. Whatever's going to get you to keep going.
You know? Yeah, I think that's the takeaway, is whatever works for you. There's no magic recipe. It doesn't matter which one you pay first, but whatever motivates you to stay on track to do it is what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So my strategy is, I pay a little bit extra on all of the debt payments, but the one that I put an extra chunk towards here and there is always whichever one has the higher interest rate.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. That's it. That's the Preston Gee 24 financial plan.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Preston. Thanks for being transparent. Thanks for opening up and giving our younger viewers something to shoot for, giving them some good ideas and some things to think about.
Yeah, happy to help.
Yeah. So if you know young folks, or you know anybody who wants to talk more about some of the things that Preston's doing within his 2024 financial plan, feel free to reach out to us at peakwm.com. You can schedule online. You can find our phone number and call us directly. Either way, whatever gets you in to have that conversation and get moving in the positive direction is good with us.
Yep.
Thanks.
Peak Wealth Management thanks you for watching and listening to the Trust the Plan podcast, featuring certified financial planners Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot. If you enjoyed our program, please subscribe and share. If you'd like to learn more about our services, please visit peakwm.com, peakwm.com today. See you next week.